So, NDP leader Thomas Mulcair, thank you very much for joining me today.
Great to be with you again, Cormac.
I guess, first off, it's the last weekend before the election. How are you feeling? It's been a long campaign.
Feeling energized. I've been meeting people from coast to coast to coast who want change, and they know that with the Liberals, you get more of the same of the sponsorship scandal. We saw that this week in the Dan Gagne affair, lobbying, you know, giving strategic advice to oil companies and pipeline companies from the campaign bus and from the war room of Justin Trudeau was just a reminder that the Liberals only want to come back for themselves, that the Conservatives have a track record of corruption, and for the first time in 148 years, there's a real choice. The NDP is the official opposition for the first time, and Canadians who want change have the possibility of bringing that change with a good NDP government on Monday, October 19th.
You sound very confident, but how do you convince voters that you can actually pull something like that off? Your party is polling in the 20s. You're in a distant third to both the Conservatives and the Liberals.
Well, one of the things that I've learned in my political career is that you can't put a poll in a ballot box. You have to get people to vote. And the people that I've been meeting from coast to coast to coast have been saying one thing, first and foremost, that they want change. This is the first three-way race in Canadian political history. And people who are so tired of what they've had under Stephen Harper and want change are now looking at the Liberals and the Dan Gagne, the Trans-Canada Pipeline scandal, and realizing, oh my gosh, the Liberals haven't changed at all. This is the same old gang that just wants to get back. There is one way to have positive change for your family, for your community, for good jobs in Canada, for health care. That's with the NDP.
But we also know that there's a strong Liberal base, and I think some may argue that if the NDP and the Liberals split again, then it's just going to be another Conservative government.
The best way to avoid a Conservative government is to vote NDP, because with the Liberals, you get Bill C-51, which Mr. Trudeau voted for. You get the Keystone XL pipeline, which Mr. Trudeau approves, as does Mr. Harper. You will have no targets on climate change. You have $50 billion in tax giveaways for Canada's richest corporations, and you get the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The NDP understands that the TPP will increase drug costs for seniors, will cause tens of thousands of Canadians well-paid jobs across the country. We know that Canada has lost 400,000 well-paid manufacturing jobs while Mr. Harper's been in office, that we have 300,000 more unemployed today than when the crisis hit in 2008. And so there's a different way possible, a different way forward. It's with a positive, forward-looking NDP government that says, let's work together. We started something big in 2011 when we became official opposition for the first time. And this time, we have every intention of forming an NDP government on Monday, October 19th.
You have talked about the scenarios of what happens moving forward. It's in your party platform about working with other Federalist parties to prevent another Harper government. So I guess one question that this begs is, have any of your staff members contacted the Liberals about what your two parties will do if the Conservatives win another minority government?
Well, it's true that the NDP is the only party that put that in their platform, and we think that it's important that Canadians know that my priority is to defeat and replace Stephen Harper. Back in 2008, when we knew that we had to get rid of the Conservatives because they weren't even admitting that we were in a recession, whereas we were in the worst depression since the 1930s, Mr. Trudeau signed a coalition agreement, and then he walked away from his own signature. And the problem for Canadians, of course, is that 7 years later, we're still stuck with Stephen Harper. So we've always known what our priorities are, and I have opened the door any number of times to cooperating with the Liberals, and every time I've done that, Mr. Trudeau has slammed the door shut. So that's something else that Canadians have to know. And in this election campaign, it's important to know that the NDP goes into this election with 100 seats in Parliament. We only need 35 more seats to defeat Stephen Harper. Justin Trudeau's Liberals only have 30-odd seats in Parliament, and they need 100 more seats to be able to defeat Stephen Harper. That's also something that Canadians should concentrate on as they're marking their ballots this Monday.
To be fair on that, though, when the writ is dropped, nobody holds a seat. So everybody goes back to zero on that. I know it's a line that you've been putting out there, but technically, everybody goes back to zero. Nobody has any seats.
The NDP entered this campaign with 100 members of Parliament, and we need 35 more members of Parliament to defeat Stephen Harper's Conservatives. The Liberals entered this campaign with 30-some-odd MPs. They would need to add 100 MPs for them to be able to defeat Stephen Harper. That's something that Canadians should be thinking about when they mark their ballots on Monday.
Back to the question I asked just before that that issue, though. Aside from your open call to say that you're, you know, open to the idea of working with the Liberals, have any of your staff members actually contacted the Liberal Party? Have there been any talks between the Liberals and NDP about what would happen if the Conservatives return to power?
We did put it in our platform that we were open to working with other Federalist parties, and that's a reflection of what I've been saying throughout the past several years. I've even said it as recently as July, and Mr. Trudeau shut the door on that. It was the NDP that proposed a formal coalition with the Liberals in 2008, and that's the party we are, always open to working with others.
Will you be the leader no matter what happens or where your party finishes in the polls on October 20th? Do you plan on sticking around and being the leader if let's say, you know, your hope of a government doesn't come true?
On October 19th, the NDP will be forming the first progressive social democratic government in our country's history. And as Canada's next prime minister on Monday, October 19th, I will proudly serve Canadians from coast to coast to coast.
There are two projection sites that show you may have some troubles in your own riding. I'm wondering if you could address that. Are you having problems in your own riding? Because some of them show that it's a very tight race between yourself and the Liberal.
We have a very strong base in our riding. We have every confidence that the people of Outremont will renew their confidence in me for the fourth time on Monday. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
You're going to be in Edmonton tonight for a rally. The big thing about this weekend is how to get the vote out. Where else are you heading? What other ridings are you going to be hitting this weekend?
Well, over the next few days, you're going to see the type of massive rally that the NDP has been holding since the beginning of the campaign. Just this week, I started Monday in Pitt Meadows, Maple Ridge, BC, with a huge rally, well-attended. The people just really rocking the place, showing energy, enthusiasm, and confidence of our ability to defeat Stephen Harper's Conservatives. And in the afternoon, we had on relatively short notice, we called people out to rally in Saskatoon, and we had 1,000 excited people attend our rally there. That's the type of excitement that we've been creating in this campaign. We did the same thing yesterday morning in Halifax, and yesterday afternoon in Lac-Saint-Jean, we had a rally the size of up there that nobody has seen in years. And last night we had 700 people in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Mr. Trudeau had a grand total of about 75 when he was there a couple of weeks ago. So we know that we're the party with the momentum in this campaign. We know that Canadians want to move past the Liberals of the sponsorship scandal, who have reminded everyone this week that nothing's changed with them. They're in it for themselves. They want to help the Liberal Party. They're not about helping Canadians, and they've shown that again this week with the Dan Gagne scandal involving TransCanada Pipeline.
Now, the Gagne issue, which you've referenced a number of times, obviously is not a good scenario for the Liberals, especially just before Election Day. How sure are you that none of your staff have committed a similar offense?
The only party in this election campaign where a senior advisor has been found to have been providing strategic advice on lobbying to an outside company is the Liberal Party of Canada. And it's what Canadians are starting to realize, and it's something that I've said since the beginning of this campaign, that for the first time in 148 years, Canadians who want change have a real choice. And I've been speaking to Canadians about that across the country. Actions speak louder than words. And you know what? The Liberals are not there for Canadians. They're there for themselves, on the backs of Canadians. My priority is to replace Stephen Harper, and Liberals and Conservatives are showing that they simply don't deserve Canadians' confidence.
You're calling for an inquiry on rail safety. If rail safety is such a concern, wouldn't pipelines be the answer to that, to try and ship crude across the country?
As we've seen in the explosions in other places that have occurred, such as Plaster Rock in New Brunswick or Kigoma in northern Ontario, rail safety is a real concern. 15 years ago, the Liberals started deregulating rail and asking companies to do the job themselves instead of having government inspectors looking at that crucial infrastructure. We want to sit down and have a report from experts, and it'll be a public inquiry. We'll find out what types of conditions could lead to a tragedy like Lac-Mégantic, and we'll put in place and rigorously enforce tough new rules on rail safety in Canada.
How would it influence your position on Energy East?
Well, the problem, of course, in Canada right now is that there is no longer a credible, thorough environmental assessment process. Mr. Harper thought he was helping the oil and pipeline companies by gutting such laws as the Navigable Waters Protection Act, the Species at Risk Act, the Fisheries Act. But the problem is, of course, instead of helping them, he's made it almost impossible for anything to go through. And the proof of that is not a single kilometer of pipeline has been built on Stephen Harper's watch. So it's no to Energy East or Kinder Morgan or any of these projects in the absence of a credible, thorough environmental assessment process. Mr. Trudeau has been using the expression social license to describe what he considers a condition for Energy East. But what we learned this week is he wasn't waiting for a social license. He had already delivered the Liberal license for Energy East. Canadians should know that.
The Conservatives offered, the government, the PCO, offered a technical briefing to the other parties to look over the exact wording of the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. But yourselves and the Liberals have rejected that offer. Obviously, you can't speak for the Liberals, but for yourself, why wouldn't you take advantage of that? You've been calling to see the details of the TPP.
The NDP has been calling for Stephen Harper to make public the details of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It is completely ridiculous for Mr. Harper, 3 days away from an election, to say he's willing to show the details to his political opponents, but they're not allowed to talk about it to the public. That is utmost bad faith on the part of Stephen Harper.
Cheryl Gallant, another conservative, has recently been advertising, if you want to save Canada Post, you got to vote for her. What's your reaction to Cheryl Gallant?
Well, Cheryl Gallant might be fooled by the position of her own party or not understand it. It's the Conservatives who are cutting door-to-door mail delivery in Canada. The NDP has undertaken to bring it back in every single community, every single neighborhood where it's been cut. If Cheryl Gallant wants to save Canada Post, she should try to change the policy of her own party, which, of course, she can't do.
All right, and the final question for you. The Blue Jays are playing their first home game of the ALCS on Monday. I know you won't be there, not just because it's election night, but because all the party leaders agreed not to show up after the so-called party leader curse. But what do you say to voters who are working during the day, really want to watch the game at night, may prefer to go to a bar after work instead of voting, which may not be as much of an issue in the East, but maybe more of a problem in the West because of the time zone issue? So what do you want to say to voters who are cheering on the Jays, and maybe maybe thinking twice about heading to the polls on Monday?
The right to vote is a fundamental one in a democracy, but everyone should also feel compelled to vote, because exercising that right means that we get to decide what kind of government we're going to have. The successive Liberal and Conservative governments that we've had for 148 years have created more inequality in our society. Today we have a situation that we've never had before. The current generation in Canada is actually going to be less well off than their parents. We've never seen a Canada that's actually growing poorer. The NDP is going to be there to fight for jobs, to fight for families, to fight for communities, to fight for the environment, to bring in $15 a day quality child care. These are the types of things that an NDP government will do that none of the other parties are even talking about.
And on the Jays specifically, still going to cheer them on? Or are you going to be flipping back and forth between election results and the game?
I think like every single person in the country, everybody in the country is going to be cheering for the Blue Jays on Monday and the Orange team on Monday, which is the NDP.
Okay, thanks so much. I really do appreciate it.
All the best, Cormac.
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
You too, bye.